All right, let's start out with prayer, please. With God-honoring thoughts, may we focus on your goodness in our lives this morning. May the words shared be a special message to those who hear them. We are your children standing on the firm foundation of your word. Be with us as we strive to live in peace, even when things become challenging around us. We thank you, Jesus, for your abundant love. Amen. So I am talking about peace this morning. Let There Be Peace on Earth was a song that when I was in elementary school and attending an Episcopalian church, several community churches got together and the kids all sang that. So whenever I hear that song, I go right back to being 10 years old and singing with this cluster of just awesome young people. And it was amazing and very beautiful. So thank you for singing that this morning. To be at peace with someone, a coworker, a neighbor, a family member, to be at peace with God is to be harmonious, to be in a harmonious, pleasant relationship with them. Because our world is in a constant state of chaos, there are times when we need to seek peace, focus on peace, and look for our peace in God's love for us. Isaiah 26:3, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. Mary Nation, a writer, said, at times, peace includes wholeness, healing, forgiveness, and blessing. At times, it is expressed in feeding and clothing those who are poor. And sometimes it results in persecution and torture in the very worst kind. Of course, I am referring to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Peace will look different and feel different in all situations, but we are encouraged to take refuge under the cover of God's love. The fear of the unknown or doing something for the first time can be very, very overwhelming. It becomes a situation that is not filled with peace. Think about taking your driver's test, going to a new school, starting a new job, entering the hospital when you don't know what's wrong. These are trying times. The disciples were uncertain about their everyday lives as well and what their future would hold. After Jesus' death on the cross, they were filled with fear. Can you imagine? They were thinking, they're going to come for me next. Jesus was offering hope and reassurance that was far beyond what the chaotic world could offer. Perfect peace is a gift, a fruit of the Spirit. To trust in God will lead to peace. John 14:27. I am leaving you with a gift. Peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Jesus understood that fear, the fear and the suffering of those disciples. He understood them hiding in shame and filled with anxiety. Jesus was teaching them as he teaches us. Fear, suffering, and death are a way to peace. For Jesus, fear, suffering, death, and resurrection victory would be present always on the way to peace. The gift of peace is offered to all of us when we walk in faith with God. When we receive his Spirit, we can have a peaceful heart in this troubled world. Several stories to share this morning. I believe that the gentleman who was guarding the border, who saw a woman drowning in the water, had peace because he took off his armor and laid everything down by the shore or by the side of the river and jumped in to save her. I believe he had peace. He had God's Spirit. The woman was saved. They have not found him yet. what makes a person jump in to rescue someone else. They're at peace, and they do that. Another story I heard on the radio, some of you may have heard it, at the beach there were two boys who were struggling in the water, and a woman ran out to save them, and she swam so strong, and she had one in each hand, and she was barely staying above the water. And another gentleman who was on a fishing pier quickly ran down and ran into the water and got them all three to the point where she could stand and they could help the children out. The children were saved. The woman who went in to save those children was 8 months pregnant. She was at peace with God. And she saved those children, and a month later she had a baby girl, perfectly healthy. What makes people do that? They're at peace. They are filled with the Spirit. The people in Ukraine who are fighting for their lives, for their communities, for their families, for their freedoms, for their freedom to be Christians. I pray that they have peace. I pray that they are filled with the Holy Spirit. And I believe that we see it. We see people helping them get through this awful time. Jesus shares, "Let not your heart be troubled." He means for us, don't worry. That's very hard to do. We need to consistently turn to him and read his word so that our hearts are not troubled. He will guide us. He will give us peace. We will know what to say and what to act, how to act. Reading from John 20. The same as our children's service today, which is you're going to go home and have this memorized. That Sunday, the disciples were meeting behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish leaders. And suddenly, Jesus was standing there among them. "Peace be to you," he said. I almost feel like we should be saying that to each other. "Peace be to you. Peace be to you." As he spoke, he showed them the wounds on his hands and his side, and they were filled with joy and that they when they saw the Lord. Again he said, "Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me and I am sending you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." When we allow the peace of Jesus to shed light on all situations that we are dealing with, we are practicing and teaching peace. His peace will be sustained through us by our Savior Jesus Christ. God leads us and gives us our lives, purpose, and peace in spite of chaos. Psalm 29:11. The Lord gives his people strength. The Lord blesses them with peace. May you feel strength and peace from the Lord. Genuine peace is found only in a faith-filled relationship with the Lord. He wants us to know him and to rely on him always. Even though through the most difficult times, God is ultimately in control. God is ultimately in control. Will you say that with me? God is ultimately in control. Joyce Meyer, some of you may like her, some of you may not. We all love her, right? She's a child of God. She has shared several principles in one of her books for helping those who are choosing to walk by peace, living an enjoyable life, living in peace. And I found these instructions as well in 1 Peter 3:10-12, and they're also in Psalm 34:12-16. So this is 1 Peter 3. "For the scripture says, if I want to enjoy life and see many happy days, turn your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right, and his ears are open to those to their prayers. But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil." The four key instructions I pulled out. First, we have to search for peace and go after it. Go after it. Wake up, stretch. If Janine was here, she'd model how she jumps up out of bed and says, "Praise the Lord." Go after it. Are you craving peace enough to make whatever changes are necessary to have it? Peace will come from knowing that God is always watching over you. How awesome it is that we can live with absolute confidence that we will be His forever. Search for peace. Psalm 32:7. For you are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble. You surround me with songs of victory. Next, we can bring blessing or misery into our lives with our words. God's word clearly states that the power of life and death is in the mouth. Our words can bring consequences as surely as our actions do. When our tongue is uncontrolled, it reveals a heart that is disobedient. Keep your tongue from evil. Putting someone else down. Using a curse word. Talking about someone behind their back. Telling someone they're doing something wrong without giving them advice of how to do it the right way. Not forgiving someone. Keep your tongue from evil. Third, we should and need to take action to remove ourselves from any wicked environment. Because our environment is an expression of our lives and the nature of God, it is important to be aware of any evil that is presenting itself around us. All people have equal value in God's eyes. Most tragedy occurs in this world when a person or a group of people feel superior to others and they go about their way trying to prove that they are superior to others. Think about what's happening in Ukraine. Turn away from wickedness. And last, don't be weary in doing what is right. For in due season, you will reap a harvest. And that's from Galatians 6:9. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessings if we don't give up. The decision to do the right closes the door to doing the wrong. Do right. So again, ways to walk in peace, to find peace within. Search for peace. Keep your tongue from evil, turn from wickedness, and do right. Our resurrected Lord brings us peace. We have the responsibility and the ability to choose to be thankful for peace from Him. Your attitude and relationships will be transformed by the truth of God's Word. One of the 12 disciples, who was the doubting one? Thomas was not with the others when Jesus appeared to them after his resurrection. John 20, starting at 25. They told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he replied, "I don't believe it. Unless I see the nail wounds in his hands, put my fingers into them, and place my hand into the wound on his side." 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. "Peace be with you," he said. And then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound on my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe." That gives me the chills. Put your hands in my wounds. Believe. No. "My Lord, my God," Thomas exclaimed. And then Jesus told him, "You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me." Thomas had separated himself from his friends. He was sad. He was frightened. He was alone. And when you are sad and frightened and alone and not at peace, guess what happens to our thoughts? They become distorted. When you are sad and frightened and alone without peace, something happens in your minds that things just become distorted. That's our thoughts. That is why when you are sad, frightened, or alone, you need to reach out. You need to open your Bible. You need to turn on the TV to a Christian station. You need to turn on the radio to a Christian station. You need to reach out to your neighbor. Express it. Say it. Realize that you need to turn your thoughts to God and be peaceful. It is a good thing that Thomas voiced his disbelief. Many people think, oh, Thomas, he's the doubter. No, it was a good thing that he voiced his disbelief. He was being so honest with his friends. He should have stayed with his friends. In reality, he should have stayed with them. But he was off by himself, and now he was being honest. It was his abandoned hope. It was his abandoned hope that led Thomas to declare that he would need to touch the wounds before he believed. And Jesus' interaction with Jesus shows that the resurrected Jesus is full of love. He didn't say, leave us. He didn't say, you're not wanted here, or I can't forgive you. He loved Thomas. Jesus is full of love and gentleness to all of his people. Our resurrected Lord brings us love and peace. Look to his wounds as assurance of this. We have the responsibility and the ability to be thankful for the peace that comes from him. Loving God's word will give us peace. His love will be reflected in our lives. Be humble, as humility before God brings peace. Our attitude and relationships will be transformed by the truth of God's word. To find peace with God, we must ask Jesus to forgive our sins and make us clean in God's sight. Psalm 90:14, satisfy us each morning with your unfailing love, so we may sing for joy to the end of our lives. Satisfy us each morning with unfailing love. M.S. Loudness wrote this poem called God's Peace. God's tender love and peace is what we all long for. In a world so hopelessly chaotic, so unstable and unsure, it brings stability to our minds and calmness to our souls, for that is what we desperately need, as the world can be so cold. We need to have God's peace when turmoil's in our lives, for God's peace doesn't depend on the daily pressures of life. When we have those stressful days, God's peace can often soothe and bring us such a quiet hope that chases away the blues. When you feel the pressure on, remember Jesus Christ. Receive from him the peace he gives as his daily dose of life. He's just waiting for us to ask for peace. Peace comes from knowing that God loves each one of us unconditionally. May each of you feel the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ each morning. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, when we are in a situation that threatens to take our peace, help us to remember that we can choose peace, peace with you. Allow us to feel thankful for your peace as it keeps us from being frustrated and upset. You are in control, Lord, and our peace comes from knowing that you have a good plan for us. May we continue to trust your goodness in our lives and to look to you first to meet our every need. We lift up the people in Ukraine, along with others who are living under the daily threat of war, the threat of starvation. We lift up the people of Ukraine along with others. May they continue to trust in you, Lord. Shine your light on them. Allow their needs to be met. Cover them with hope and peace. Let that be our prayer, Lord. Cover your people with hope and peace. In your name, amen.